welcome to Thumcast, where we badly attempt to focus our thum.
Where we badly attempt to focus on anything.
I mean, well, I think, I don't know, hands up. Well, hands up is a terrible thing to do on a podcast. Hands up if you got interrupted to do this podcast from playing Skyrim.
I got my hands up. The other day
my hands up.
You guys,
my hands up.
I mean, we were going to record yesterday, but I think we were all pretty much, no, let's just keep playing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a huge game.
It's ginormous. So awesome. Giant.
The amount of content they've put into this is just, like, every dungeon is tied back to something.
Well, you know, and the thing is, it's not like Oblivion. A lot of the secondary things were completely frivolous in Oblivion, at least it seemed to me. In this, you get these side quests that are fairly epic all by themselves. I mean, I don't know how many people have gone to the college in Winterhold, but you go through that thing. I haven't finished that. I'm only about halfway through it, I think. But it's pretty involved, and there's some.
You're talking about the fragments,
huh?
The College of Winterhold, the archaeological dig with the fragment amulet.
Yeah.
I've done that one. Yeah, that was that was actually pretty hard.
The Restless Drowsers were pretty hard, and the White, the Draugr White, was a real pain.
Yeah. Actually, the trickiest area I've been to is definitely Dwemer area. If you go southwest to Mythgar, that city's built on the Dwemer ruins, and the areas around that place. I got stuck in a dungeon where there was a dragonwood. I can't remember which one it was for, but this, I don't know what it is, but the spark just obliterates me. Anytime I go up against anybody who's using spark, they just destroy me.
Well, are you using magic or are you using weaponry?
Magic.
Okay, that might be why. I remember one of the things that pops up, if you pay attention on the load screens, they give you hints, and it mentions the spark drains your magicka.
Ah. Well, it also drains my health, that's for
sure. Well, yes, it drains both. So you're busy getting your butt kicked, getting your health taken down, and at the same time, your spell power is going away.
So you have no spell power for healing that way.
I got out my bow and just started shooting him over and over again. popping out of the corner, making him miss and shooting him.
That's why I was so upset when I lost Lydia. Because when I lost Lydia, I lost my battering ram.
So I was the first person to lose Lydia. And then I was talking to a friend of ours, Magian. And I said, oh yeah, Lydia can die. And he said, no. And 5 minutes later, I get a message, oh yeah, yeah, she can. And I get the exact same attitude from you, James, in Skype chat, saying, Lydia's going to die. And you're going, oh no, she takes a beating. He's like, yeah, right up until she dies.
And that's what happened. She took a beating right up to about level 9 when, bam, that was the end of that.
The first spell I unlocked after Lydia died was Healing Hands, so that I could heal my next companion.
Murphy's Law.
I have not done that, and I need to. So, but it turns out there, I found two other people who can be companions. I mean, one is at the College of Winterhold. There's the mage who wants your help and turns you into a variety of funny animals.
So you didn't find the dark elf mercenary in Whiterun?
I haven't been that Janessa. Deep into Whiterun yet. But what I found is
she's worth the money you have to pay her.
Okay, well, at the college, there's a mage who, if you allow her to experiment on you, she'll become a follower. And then there's a... then the funny thing is, I'm playing this...
Which one's that? Who is it?
I'm playing this game on both the PC and the Xbox.
Who?
On the PC.
No, it's a question. The question is who. You have to answer a question.
Well, when I'm playing on the PC, I wandered up to the college of...
That's still not answering the question. The question is who?
Who what?
Who's the mage?
Oh, her name begins with a B. Her name begins with
God.
A B. I can't remember. It's she's a dark elf. Of all the apprentices,
using her,
of all the apprentices in your group, she's the dark elf.
Okay. Oh, so she's a beginner.
Yeah.
Okay. That'll make her easier to find.
And she if you approach to talk to her, she'll ask if you can help her with something. And the thing she wants help with is she wants to cast some alteration spells on you. And when she does that, she turns you into a bunch of different animals before finally turning you back into your own form. And in exchange for not getting pissed off and blowing her head off, she offers to follow you.
I had a guy running down the road towards me, panting, and he gave me some magic helmet, and he said, look, If you look after this and don't tell anybody I was here, and I will tell anybody about it, I'll reward you later.
I had that too, but I didn't know what the heck to do with it.
That, yeah, same here.
Road, another guy appears, and he's like chasing after him, saying, "Have you seen this guy?" And I was about to reply to him, saying, "I guess that means this is your helmet." And instead of that, he quits out the chat, sees the bad guy, and starts shooting arrows at him, and I've never seen either of them again.
Oh.
What the hell?
Okay, so has anybody else gone on a quest where you have to help get rid of they're all the awakened in a dungeon who are these people who've been put to sleep with miasma, and you're helping this guy named Ariandor. I found it on the way to Winterhold, I'm playing on the PC and the Xbox. On the PC, I went to Winterhold, asked if I could join, and the people there said, the woman there at the front said, "Sure, cast this spell for which you don't have enough magicka." I was like, "What do you mean?" So I couldn't go into the college yet, so I went to do something else. On my way back, I ran into this dude in Dawnstar, and he wants me to go help him clear out this place. It turns out he used to be a priest of one of the Daedric gods, and now he's atoning for it, and you have to help him clear the place out.
Have you been to the Black Door at Dawnstar? That is the scariest crap ever.
I didn't see that. I left Dawnstar within seconds of getting there.
The whole world starts shaking and going dark and glowing, and this really dark, creepy voice asks you these macabre questions that you can't get the answer to. And I believe it's where the Dark Brotherhood are, and you. So getting through that magical door.
Speaking of the Dark Brotherhood, did anybody else get a death threat from them?
Yeah, yep. They tried to kill me.
I've had
assassins jump out of me a couple of times now.
Not yet. I must not have annoyed the right people.
I got the black hand from them, from a courier.
Yeah, that's what I got. I got a note from a courier, and then there was a random assassin trying to kill me.
I don't know what they've got against
Neither
me.
Neither do I. I thought I was pretty much minding my own business, and now they all want to kill me.
I'm sure you can make it right. I think they just want to kill anybody who thinks they're important. So, do we all have our own home now?
Yes. I bought my home.
No, I do not.
And I
walked into this Breeze home in Whiterun, and it's really like moving into your first home. There's nothing there except a bed.
Mm-hmm. And a chest.
Yeah, and then you have to spend $1,500 to get all the upgrades.
You got to upgrade your bedroom to get the chest.
I did not have to. I bought it. I had a chest.
Okay, I checked every single thing in there, and I couldn't.
It's right next to the bed.
It wasn't a chest right by the bed upstairs in the loft?
Nope. Not until I upgraded the bedroom.
Weird. I had a chest from the start.
I had a chest from the start as well. I've been dumping stuff in it.
Yeah, that chest doesn't get organized.
You get a room anyway, and it has storage.
Well, you get a room at
the companion lodge, too, if you join them.
You get a room at the Bard's College. You get a room everywhere.
Yeah.
But yeah, the chest isn't organized. You can't...
Okay, it's not organized. That sucks, yeah.
That's the same thing with all the containers. There's no sub... Topics,
that is,
whatever.
So if you accidentally drop something in there, it gets lost. Not only that, but it seems that when you put stuff in, it goes in order of you putting it in. So maybe that might make it a little bit easier. But it's like if you put stuff in there and then you come back and you put another group of items, it'll go by, you know, the last item that you put in there. So it'll go in order of stuff.
I would have thought that I would have gotten points for eating ingredients to find out what they do. But you don't. You don't seem to get anything for that. You learn what it is that they do.
The tip says you're supposed to, but I haven't seen it either.
It depends on what you eat.
I think you actually have to use them.
Maybe your skill in alchemy has to be high enough. One of the things that's worth... This is one of the reasons that it's worth going to the college, because you run across mages who will train you in the variety in every school there is. Well, yes, for money, but, you know, that's why I haven't bought a house. I keep buying training.
Now the mechanism for being trained is a little odd. I trained with one of the Indestruction Magic at the college 4 times out of 5, went away, came back to do the 5th, and it was right back at 0. And so I'm not quite sure.
You might have leveled up. It said you can train this many times per level. I think that's what it is.
What level?
Like if your destruction is at... Yeah, I think it might be your destruction level. Like if it's at 31.
Oh, like adept, novice, and...
Yeah, there's steps within those levels.
But I can't tell what level I'm at. Yeah. I don't know where you see that.
In the skill stream.
Yeah, there's a little...
You see the constellations, right?
Yeah, and there's a little number there that says what level your destruction...
Yeah, but that doesn't... I don't know. I can't evaluate... I can't put
like
that number
Oblivion,
to the thing.
Up to 25 is novice, then the next 25 is apprentice or something, and then...
Maybe it says it somewhere on the screen, I just haven't noticed.
Although it's pretty easy to get past the first level, but getting up, it seems like it takes a heck of a lot of work to get to 60.
I'm at 60. So, here, the dwarves, the orcs. Remember, I had that problem where the orcs all attacked me as I was doing the quest. I can walk into any orc camp now. I seem to be bloodkin. I paid off one of the guards for 5 gold, and they forgave my sins, but I've got entrance everywhere
now. 5 gold.
Well, no, because I completed that quest for them. I became bloodkin, but they took slight to me walking in there for some reason, and then paying them 5 gold, they forgive me for that. So now I can go everywhere.
Now, how many dragons has everybody killed? I've killed 3.
2.
10.
28.
Okay. Well, at least there's some people behind.
5. I've killed 2 named dragons and 3 unnamed.
Yeah, I killed 1 named and 1 unnamed.
I'm not sure if I've killed any named ones at all, to be honest.
The first one you fight is named, and the second one you fight as part of the plot is also named.
I disrupted the bad guy from raising a dragon, and it got stuck in this animation of lights going up into the sky. I basically just shot at him as he was talking to the mound, and he flew away.
Well, did you fight the dragon that is the quest for the Jarl, who wants to go out and kill the dragon near...
Yeah, that's the first
one. Well, that was the second one for me. Not the one at Whiterun. The guy who was going to be beheaded with you and will ask you to join the Stormcloaks. His quest.
I haven't talked to him yet,
but I have definitely decided...
I killed him.
I killed that dragon. And Whoa. You have to be really careful okay. when you kill that dragon. You know why? Because when you go to kill that dragon, there are 2 giants and 2 mammoths near it. And it looks like the giants are being helpful and fighting with you until you kill the dragon, at which point they decide your problem.
Yeah, bears and wolves and spiders, they all do that.
And trolls.
Yes, but you can kill
the giants
all those
were interesting.
Things. The giants, they kick your butt, at least, I don't know, at least up to the level I'm at.
I had a very interesting giant fight at the mammoth camp that's near Whiterun. I went into the giant camp, and at first they didn't attack me, and when I went near one of the giants, they kind of raised their club and stomped their feet like they were trying to scare me off, like, go out, you know, get out of here, get off my lawn. And I decided not to leave, and I zapped one, and he started chasing me, so I ran, and I noticed that I was near the west watchtower, so I ran into there, and then I noticed that there was 2 giants following me, and they came up the ramp, but they couldn't come through the door, so they were stuck there, and I just kept pelting them with arrows until they both died.
Oh, God.
And
and
they killed the
guards.
That
reminds me how I killed my first behemoth in Fallout 3 years ago. All I had was a BB gun.
And then I did the same thing to the mammoth.
Yeah, I actually haven't killed any mammoths or giants yet, but I'm getting pretty good at killing the dragons. These various staffs that you get from tombs, I've got one that deals 75 damage each lightning strike now. And... Keep those things charged. So I've just recently unlocked the spell that allows you to capture souls into stones, because I've got lots of stones, but they're all empty.
Yeah.
So I've got to start filling them so that I can charge my weapons up more readily.
The problem I found out is that some of the stones, I guess the petty stones, common stones, they can't absorb the souls of human-size people, because when I killed a person with this axe that's supposed to do it, they said that the stone I had was too small. And wouldn't absorb souls.
I don't think
soul,
you're supposed to be able to get that off of humans at all without a special type of soul gem.
Yeah.
I have the ultimate gem, and I'm sure that'll capture a human.
Yeah, so what
well,
I'm supposed to
Oblivion,
get, I guess...
you had to have a black soul gem, which was different
from
all
the others.
Yeah,
and they were limited. I remember it was hard to find them.
I'm trying to... What souls am I supposed to capture? Wolf souls or something?
Yeah, animals. Yeah, okay. Bunnies, deer, wolves,
that's what the petty
trolls.
Ones are for.
Okay. Maybe even skeevers or whatever those rat things are.
Sure. So, entering the college, James, I had a complete derp moment. It tells me to cast that spell on the seal. Now, the way I got to Winterhold was I went from Dawnstar and I followed the coast. which allowed me to find the Shrine of Talos, which is really cool. Anyway, I went up there, and so on the way, there are these things that look like seals. So I went all the way back down and killed a couple of these seals with a spell. And realized they weren't seals. Hawkers. They weren't seals, they were hawkers. So I went back up there, and of course it didn't work. And I realized that she was standing next to a seal on the ground.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
Good job.
So I cast a spell on the seal, and I could go in.
Jerk.
Oh, man.
Oh, man, that's epic.
We don't expect it from him.
I feel better about every mistake I've made in this game so far.
Gee, thanks.
Yeah, I'm level 9 now, and I've gotten my house, I got a horse, and now I've joined the companions, and I've gone on to a quest to go into this burrow to go through, and there's these silver hands and these druggers, and I
noticed
that...
That's where I am right now. Because when you start that quest, your companion that you have, your follower you have, leads you, and you get one from the companions to do this quest.
Mm-hmm.
So this whole time I've been putting that quest
off.
That's how the
Arendor quest
works, doing all of these missions.
Your companion waits outside while you do it.
Well, I've been doing all of this other stuff, probably from level 5 up to, I think I'm level 16 now, without a follower at all. So I thought, you know what, I'll go do this thing so I can get a follower back and...
Followers are really
level
useful.
Level 15 now, and I haven't.
Yeah, they're great pack horses.
Followers are really great useful to absorb damage while you run away from the big powerful things.
That works too.
I had a dog, and then a dragon killed it.
Where'd you get the dog?
I got it from the stables in Makoth or whatever. I bought it for $500, and then a dragon killed it.
Stupid dragon.
Those dragons are mean.
And my one friend, he just bought a horse, and he was riding up to where the Greybeards were. He got off his horse. A dragon swooped down, grabbed his horse, and killed it.
Hey, I have to say, there is one place that a dragon doesn't want to attack you. It's the college. This dragon lands in the courtyard. All these mages run out, and it's just obliterated. And I get in maybe 2 shots before it's dead.
Okay, I haven't seen that happen.
I couldn't believe a dragon would attack the college. It's
well,
so
that
nuts.
College is...
Have you guys been eaten by a dragon?
Danger to humanity, I think.
Yes.
It's
a Sorry, what was that about
humanity
the college?
Based on the backstory.
Well, have you been to the Bard's College?
No, I haven't even been to Solitude yet.
Yeah, I've been there.
you have to go and find this poem so that they can have their Burning Man Festival, I guess is what you would call it. And because they won't let them do it because of the Thalmar, and the Thalmar are evil, and I hate them, and I attacked their prison, and now they want me dead, and I want them dead. So that's it's mutual. So anyway, when you get the poem back, chunks of the poem are missing, so you get to make it up. And I had enough persuasion that I convinced the guy that the poem should read that the false king was actually a dragon in human form disguised. And you just make up this silly, silly poem. It's great. And then he goes and reads it to the Jarl. And then you get the Burning Man Festival back on.
Nice.
I have a picture of it. I think I'll put the picture of the Burning Man Festival up on this episode on the website.
Now, here's a question. Since you've done the Mage Quest... You went to, what is that, I think it's something like Leviathan or something like that?
So, I guess you guys don't mind too much since this isn't main quest stuff, but let's spoil this a little bit. The 3 fragments of an amulet, and when you put them all together, like each one is 30 plus magic, 30 plus health, and 30 plus stamina. The final amulet, once you put it all back together, is 30 plus for everything. Right, so it's pretty awesome, actually. So each of these tombs is where... let's start with the backstory. There was a king who made this amulet, and everyone loved him. He was awesome, and he was really powerful because of the amulet. So I'm guessing back in those days, people didn't have a lot of magicka. And his 3 sons were jealous of him, so they killed him and split the amulet in 3 amongst themselves. Then, drunk with power, they went around pillaging, destroying, and whatnot. Anyway, the Jarls grouped together with battle mages and killed these three mages in epic battles, and they declared that they should be forgotten from history for their crimes.
And you wonder why the Nords have a distaste for magic.
So that's why this tomb is in a burial site that should have nothing to do with it. So you go to two other ones, get the other two amulets. Each time you go there, you have to fight the dead son.
Oh, is that what the white is that's that in the fragment? Tomb in each of these places? To fight the first one, I came across that at, I think, level 8, and I had to kite it. I went zap, zap, ran out the door. Zap, zap, ran out the door. Zap, zap, ran out the door.
Definitely abusing AI pathing is a valid strategy as far as I'm concerned. When they come at you with swords, you just jump from ledge to ledge and they have to run back around. And
well, but this one was smarter. In most of these games I've played, they won't come outdoors. This guy came out the door after the third time of kiting. He said, screw that, and came out the door after me.
Well, these guys also have a shout.
I know.
Or whatever it is they're saying. And it's pretty bad. So once you've killed all three of them, you go to the forge where the thing was broken into three. You go back there, you put the three things together, and you have to fight all three of them again.
That was hard. That was a hard fight.
I actually didn't mind it. I discovered a way to even the odds. So you know how these draw come out of their coffins all the time? Well, often you go to these parts in the end of a dungeon, and there'll be these coffins set to open up when you fight the big bad guy, just so that the odds are against you. If you put down a frost rune slightly into the thing, it bursts open immediately. You can kill it before you've activated the main event. So I went around and I activated all of the coffins before I had to fight the bad guys, so I was only fighting the bad guys. And you could do this in every dungeon. It's awesome. Frost rune for the win. So I actually didn't have that much trouble killing them all again because I'd already killed them all. Using pathing glitches and fire, because they tend to not like fire for whatever reason, you kill them.
They're undead.
But what's really funny is that the whole time you're doing this quest, you keep coming across notes telling you of the crimes of these people. And also, there was at the forge, there's a note saying, please just leave this alone. Respect the people who died stopping these murderers, you know. And it's like, okay, well, whatever. Claw open, let's go.
Oh, you know, since you're talking about the mage quest, one other thing you have to be careful about, I restored from save a few times on this. If you've taken along the Dark Elf follower, because I had Lydia die and I tacked her on instead, various parts of this quest, as just like in every game that uses this engine, every time I played Fallout, my followers would run in front of my gunfire. Well, you know, you're casting a spark, yep, and there she goes running right in front of it and gets incinerated. And as soon as she dies at your hand, you see this quest light up, redeeming yourself at the college.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah, so if she dies by your hand, you have to go beg Thalfdir, or whatever his name is. You have to beg him to let you back in. I didn't bother with that. I restored from save each time and tried to be more careful. But it's really hard because they keep running in front of you.
Yeah.
I had a weird thing pop up recently. I killed a dragon on a mountaintop, and I pulled something out of a chest. I don't know what it was, but after I did it, a little log message came up saying, go talk to Esbern. And I was like, but I've got no quest that... I know who Esbern is. You guys aren't up to Esbern yet, except Austin definitely knows who Esbern is.
I guess allowing for the fact that if you go random exploring and you find a quest-related item, it will just jump you to that point in the quest.
No, I don't think I did. I think it was just the sheer number of dragons I killed. I think that was my 10th.
That happened to me with a voice.
A voice?
I found one of the voice things, and it said, go talk to the Greybeards. Because it was one of their quests.
Oh. Oh, maybe I've done that, because I picked up a word at this place. It was the top of a mountain, and there was a word there.
Was it a dragon lair?
Don't think so. It's hard to say.
Because I was at a mountaintop place, and there was a word wall and a dragon.
Well, the word was the second part of the speed movement thing.
Oh, not the same one, then.
I've got to say that I still, that these icons on the legend up on the top of the screen, I still don't know what half of them are.
I'm sort of getting the hang of it. Towers are usually places that end up, like, old abandoned things that are become bandit forts.
They're like forts,
castles.
The shield
icon is like a landmark.
Like I thought that was one of the
holes. No, it's not.
Yeah, no,
I think I'm pretty sure she's right.
Because Orphan Rock, okay, Orphan Rock is in one place. It's a landmark, but there is a quest there. There's another quest I went to that was the ruins of some Dwemer thing where there's just some stuff left on the surface, but that was also the shield icon. So it's a surface landmark type of thing. And there are dragon heads for dragon layers.
And there's caves for caves, and there's also the mining symbol. That's like a pick and an axe, or pick and.
There's the burrow symbol as well. Yeah. There's the bear claw for the Stormcloaks, and the Skyrim symbol for the Imperial camps.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the Empire symbol. It's been that since before Skyrim.
That's true. Yeah. Honestly, I think it's time that the Empire. Needs to be shuffled around. I'm definitely starting with the Stormcloaks this game. I'm just so sick of the Thalmor and their racism and the persecution of Talos. I'm done with it. I know I've talked to some of the Jarls and they're like, you know, we need the Empire for food, for trade. But I'm like, you know what? You know, if that costs the Nords all of their culture, all of their history, everything they stand for, it's not worth it.
I side with the Empire.
Get out.
I actually accidentally sided with the Stormcloaks. I wasn't planning on making a decision this early, and I was in a conversation and managed to accidentally ram the button that said, yes, I'll join you.
Now, using the scroll bar and clicking on things can be a little bit glitchy in this game.
Yes, it can.
How I made the choice. I wasn't intending to.
Yeah, I've made a few purchases myself.
I know. I keep having to re-scroll up and then like move my mouse away and then move it back to make sure I have the correct response highlighted, and that it's got the little arrow by it.
I was stuck in the middle of a battle with my inventory open, and I could not tab out of it. And eventually, I clicked up in the top left-hand corner, which goes back a menu, even though there's nothing on the screen to tell you that that's what that means. And
oh,
that
wow.
got me out of the thing so that I could... Whew, yeah. It was bad. I was stuck for a while.
Yeah.
I got married. I got married.
In the game.
I thought that I got the marriage glitch where when you get married, if they walk out of the church before you talk about where you're going to live, they just disappear. In this case, I walked out of the church before we talked about where we were going to get married, and I thought that had happened. And eventually, I looked around everywhere. I went back to where she was. I went to my house, went everywhere. Finally went back to the church, and there she was. She wants to talk about where we're going to live. So now I get 100 gold a day, and if you don't ask for the money each day, it doesn't punish you. It just stacks up. So you can actually tell how long you've been away from home. The last time I was away from home was 7 days. I was away
for
a week.
But how true to real life is it? Do you get yelled at for being away from home that long?
No, she's ever so thankful that the claw is back in its rightful place.
Yeah.
That's really annoying. Come on. Different conversations now, please.
Oh, you got Camilla or...
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I don't like the elf and I didn't like Sven. So, you know
Sweet.
What?
I got Camilla, too.
She's a trader, so you get money and...
you got married the first
time...
Did you
have to kill Sven?
No,
what?
Sven's not dead. But for whatever reason, that stupid elf keeps wandering around and visiting... Camilla.
I know, I killed him, and then the guards
attacked
me. I'm
thinking about it. I need to find a way to kill him without getting in trouble.
Bothering me, I'll kill him.
Well, I want to do it in such
him,
a way that no
you?
One will notice.
He's attacking me!
I can't actually bribe guards to ignore crime, so maybe I'll just do it in front of one of them and then...
At our wedding, some body fell out of the air and just landed, and they're like, wedding failed.
What?
That's an elaborate bachelor party joke?
It was some elf, his body, they all walked in the door, a body fell, and they're like, wedding failed, and so I went back to her, I'm like, let's try again. She's like, alright, I'll give you another chance.
Last time we tried to get married, it was a murder.
I like the message, wedding failed.
So I got my alchemy lab set up at home now, and the wife is actually using it to make stuff.
There you go.
So how did you convince her to marry you? Because that's like, I don't even know how to start on that.
Okay, so you need to talk to the priest at the Temple of Mara in Riften. And you can buy an amulet of Mara off him, or there is a tent at Dawnstar, at just north of Dawnstar, near the Black Door, a tent, and in it is a amulet of Mara. So what it is in Skyrim, because it's a rough life, anybody who wears an amulet of Mara is basically walking around saying, I want to get married. And that will open up conversations with people about, do you like me, I like you, let's do it. And so then you go back to the Temple of Mara and you say, I'm ready to get married. And the next day you have your wedding.
Sweet. So it was that easy to get her, damn.
There are definitely a lot of people you can marry and they give you different things. Some people don't give you much at all. Some people, like Camilla, give you 100 gold a day, which is pretty awesome.
That is. That would help a lot, very good. You know, that it might be because she's the daughter of the trader, like you said, so that's probably why you're getting that money. So, yeah.
Yeah, actually, once she moved him to my house, so I walked into my house, she was there, she said, if you don't mind, I'm going to set up a little shop. And I didn't even get a speech option to say no or yes. It's just what she was going to do, so that was fine.
I sell her all my crap I don't want.
Absolutely. She's got like 700 gold every time you come home. Then you get the payday for however long you've been away for as well. So she's been buying all my dragon bones.
yeah. Okay, so I think on that note, maybe we should wrap it up.
So, if you missed an episode, need to subscribe to the iTunes feed, want to join our Facebook or Steam group, find these links and more at www.jarober.com, JAROBER/Thumcast, THUUMCAST. And that's it. That's my cue to do the outro
music.
That's
your cue, which you missed again.